Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Fox Sport NFL sideline reporter Jen Hale. Also, you can watch her every Sunday morning. She's on Fox and Friends giving her insights on the weekend games. Jen, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hi there, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Jen, right off the bat, I'll get you. I don't know how much interaction you've had with Kellen Moore. I'll get your thoughts because it's seemingly now that one heavy road leading right toward Kellen Moore. And when you take a private plane and go talk to him for almost a full day or 12, 14 hours in a day, that's a long stretch. It would seemingly be pointed in that direction. But the other question I have, you probably know Gail Benson, not probably, you know Gail Benson better than 99% of any other reporters anywhere in the country. She's got to know that this hire's got a hit because of the fact, you know, we live kind of in a big, small town, so to speak. And it means so much to this community. You see the emotions. I know I do. Every Monday, go tank up my truck to go to Mississippi. I can tell the Saints or LSU win or lose. Just by the reactions to people coming up to me. And either they not in a good mood or they in a really good mood if they win. That has to be a hit here. And understanding the fact. This team right now doesn't have enough talent to win. And coaching does matter, but you got to get talent to win in the NFL. And right now they just don't have it. But your thoughts on, you know, on Gail Benson and trying to get, because I know Mickey Loomis is the guy football-wise, but I know who's the owner. Who cut the checks, okay? It's Gail Benson. Your thoughts on Gail and having to get this right with this organization?
No doubt she knows she has to get it right, and she's committed to getting it right. And look, it's her call to fire Dennis Allen. A lot of the Saints brass were against that idea. They thought, hey, this is due to injuries. Look at the first two games of the season when the Saints were on fire. We need to let this team get healthier, give DA more time. She's the one who said absolutely not. And it was after that game against the Denver Broncos where Sean Payton came back, Drew Brees was honored by going into the Saints Hall of Fame, and it was an absolute abject disaster of a game, Thursday night, I believe, because I was able to go to that one, actually. And that's when she had enough, and she said absolutely a line in the sand now. So not only is she hyper aware of it, but she's ready to put her reputation on the line and do things. That's why DA's gone and fired. As far as this next coaching candidate, Kellen Moore, first of all, Mike, you look at everybody else that have either withdrawn or already been hired by another team. Kellen's one of the few left out there. What I do like about him is that he very much believes in keeping his offense unpredictable. He's smart. When he looks at how he'll approach his system, he's a big, big self-scouter, and he wants to change his tendencies every few games. I think he's built for the modern NFL. My question would be, does he have the weapons around him here with the Saints? Can he put enough weapons around a Derek Carr, say, with the Saints' salary cap problem? My fear for this team is that they're looking at a couple of lean years as they work their way out of salary cap hell.
Yeah, I agree with you. The other thing, too, if you could hire Kellen Moore, Jen, and I could bring the Eagles' offensive line and Saquon and Jalen Hurts and the receivers.
Hey,
give me the tag. I'm ready to go in.
Sign us up.
Yeah. One of the things with Kellen is he was always known in Dallas as sort of a pass-happy coach. He loved to throw the football. A lot like Sean Payton. when he was in Dallas. He wanted to throw the football a lot. He goes to Philly, and I see that offensive line, and I got Saquon. They became a run-oriented team. He changed his philosophy to fit what was best for the personnel, and it helped lead him to get to Super Bowl Sunday.
Absolutely. That O-line, they are fantastic. Saquon Barkley, over 2,000 yards in the regular season. And then look what he did in the postseason. He got even better. He had over 100 rushing yards in the first postseason game, over 200 in the second. Kellen certainly knows how to build upon a strength. He doesn't have the ego that we see some coordinators come in with, that, hey, this is my scheme. We're going to stay true to what we do. I'm good enough to scheme up anything, any player. Kellen plays to the strengths that his individual team members have at the time. I do think against this Chiefs defense and our old friend Steve Spagnuolo, who used to be a defensive coordinator here with the Saints, I do think they're going to have to pass more. I don't think they can rely as heavily on the run game. They cannot be one-dimensional. And look, I think if there's anything that's going to be the Eagles undoing, it would be that they have not done a good job of getting the pass game going during the regular season. Little bit better in that game versus the Bills, but still, I think that's going to be the Achilles heel. I think that's probably what's keeping Kellen Moore up at night right now leading into the Super Bowl game.
You brought up Steve the last time I met up with him. He was like, is Jen still living in New Orleans? I was like, yeah, she's still living there. So I said, yeah, she's all over the country. But yeah, she's still living here in New Orleans. One of the things I saw when the Commanders played the Eagles, the Commanders could not cover Zach Ertz, Jen, at tight end. Man, if I'm Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and I got Travis Kelce, I'm like, wait a minute. They couldn't cover Zach. We gonna pump the football to Travis Kelce in this game, because that seemingly was a major mismatch between what the Eagles were trying to do to cover Zach Ertz. And at this stage of his career, I mean, Travis Kelce's going into Pro Football's Hall of Fame. That's nothing against Zach, but Travis Kelce's a better football player. If I were the Eagles defensively, I think I can stop the run, but how I match up covering Kelce would keep me up at night.
There's no doubt about that. And look, he was kind of pedestrian in the regular season, much like a lot of the Chiefs game all across the field. But boy, they know how to flip the switch at the right time, don't they, Mike? They did just enough to win in the regular season. And then it seems like every game in the postseason, they've gotten a little bit better. I think this is going to be Travis Kelce's best game of the season. He's been saving up for it. They've been here so many times, they thrive in that spotlight. They're able to find that extra gear instead of being deer in the headlights when those big national lights come on. And this is as big as it gets. You got to think Travis Kelce might be pondering retirement. What a way to go out if he is, with a three-peat, with a asterisk, an exclamation point at the end of his no doubt Hall of Fame career. Travis Kelce, I am quite sure Andy Reid is having a field day right now, planning, plotting, drawing up all sorts of things for him on Super Bowl Sunday.
Jen, I was telling this to Ryan Roberts in our number one. If Travis Kelce walks, I got the perfect replacement for him. He's in Baton Rouge. Mason Taylor, tight end for LSU.
Yes.
I think he would be now, listen, I ain't trying to get nobody better. I want the Saints to get better, but Mason Taylor would seemingly be a great fit for a team like the Chiefs, and he, I think, would maybe be there either at the 31st or 32nd pick.
Well, Mike, nobody knows these draft players better than you do. Year in and year out, you are always spot on with your analysis and your predictions about where they would go. I would love that for Mason. I think that would be a fantastic fit for him and a culture for him. Andy Reid has been one of my favorites for a long time. The culture that Chiefs squad is built in that locker room, that's what leads to championships, right? You got to have the skill and you have to have the acumen at coaching, but you also have to have the right culture. And I think for a young player like Mason to go to a place like the Chiefs, it's going to set him for his career and give him those building blocks for a very long, successful NFL career.
Jen, going back to the Super Bowl, Mike and I also talked with Mark Schlereth about this yesterday, where, you know, in the AFC Championship game, the Bills were having success running the ball with James Cook, but they gave him 13 carries in the game. And he averaged 6.5 yards per carry on those 13 carries, 2 touchdowns. But it reminded me a lot of what happened, you know, the year prior in the AFC Championship game, where the Baltimore Ravens went away from their bread and butter, which was the run game. And so, you know, my kind of point in all this is, yes, Travis Kelce may torch up the Eagles' really elite defense, but at the same time, Kellen Moore and the Eagles and that rushing attack with Saquon Barkley, I don't think Saquon's going to have 13 carries in this game. What, I think it's going to be double that.
It would be over 25. Yeah. Here's exactly my thing. You can't out Mahomes.
You can't.
And why these teams are so hard-headed in these games, and listen, I think the world of Joe Brady, but that was a screw-up in the fourth quarter. You got to give James Cook the ball because Kansas City wasn't stopping it. So if I'm Kellen Moore, you're going to get not a teaspoon of Saquon Park. You're going to get a tablespoon, no teaspoon version.
You're getting a cup of them.
Yeah, you're getting
a big time. You're going to get a bunch of them, and it just showed that you can stop it because Kansas City, when they were going up against James Cook, they weren't able to stop him. And I think Saquon Barkley, I would expect a huge game from him if the Eagles are going to win this matchup.
And Saquon is, look, no disrespect to James Cook. He's had a fantastic season. He's a wonderful athlete. But Saquon's having the better season right now, obviously. I think he's the better running back. When you listen to him, Charlie, he is so set on proving that they can win a Super Bowl the old-fashioned way, on the ground, ground it out. I think he's going to be on fire. I'm with you. It is going to be a huge Saquon day. As I said, I do think you have to have the dual threat of getting the passing game going, but that's not what's going to win it for the Eagles. It would be Saquon in the ground game that would win it for them. You just have to pass enough that you keep that Chiefs defense honest.
Yeah, Jen, last question for you. When I think about the NFL and how it's changed dramatically, and it's a pitch and catch game today, but we saw this year the success of the running backs. They weren't paid this offseason. Man, I think of Derrick Henry, and he didn't get a ton of money to go to Baltimore. Saquon got, you know, it was a nice deal from New York to Philly. But I think if you don't have the right quarterback, okay, you stuck in football purgatory. You're not going anywhere. And great example,
nowhere.
Look in the AFC. Look who you got with Josh Allen. And you got Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Poor Joe. I mean, if he had any semblance of a defense, the Bengals would have got in there. And you look in the NFC, it isn't maybe as quite as talented quarterback-wise as it is in the AFC, but you got a young Jaden Daniels. And Jalen Hurts, when he's healthy, he is one hell of a football player. That emphasis on the quarterback being the key piece is still there today.
And I don't think it's going anywhere, Mike, especially with the way the NFL is tilting the game, right? They want it to be a pass-happy, star-driven, quarterback-driven league. They're going to keep tweaking rules to keep protecting the quarterbacks more and more. So the importance of that position is just going to keep growing. They know that's where fans gravitate to. In terms of the general fan, of course you have your diehards that love the running backs, love somebody on the line. But for the most part, it's the quarterback the general fan knows, right? And that's who the NFL is going to keep trying to ride to continue to make money, to continue with these streaming deals that they're chasing with the Amazons, the Netflix. This quarterback phenomena, I think it's just going to grow as we continue to line through future seasons.
I know you haven't given your pick yet, but give it to me. Who you like, Philly, Kansas City?
Mm.
Come on, don't do it. Don't do it for Fox. Give it to me. Come on now.
I know. I want the Eagles, but I got to go Kansas City. I think they're the more talented team.
You can't bet against Mahomes.
Nope.
Mike and I talk about it all
no,
the time.
No, I tell him, Jen, all the time, he's going to lose his money betting against Mahomes. So,
17-3 in the postseason. Yep.
I don't want to, but that's where I have to go.
Yeah, if you bet 20 times and you win 17, Charlie, you made a pretty good cash.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jen, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All righty. Thank you, Jen. Jen Hale, Fox Sports sideline reporter. Also, you can see her on Fox and Friends on Sunday mornings right before game day.